Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Dave Oliva is a young man that we've talked to over the years, a guy who is an aspiring police officer. He's hoping for a career in law enforcement. He also is a criminal justice student at L.A. Canyon College and studies law enforcement as well, and we're going to get him on the air here in a moment to talk with us about Eric Snowden and the ongoing situation vis-a-vis Mr. Snowden, the documents that have been leaked to a variety of sites and individuals and so on and so forth. Is Snowden hooked up with this Assange guy?
I don't know. I thought that was...
That's the other guy that dresses like a lady.
Yeah. The other guy that dresses like a lady.
Bradley Manning.
Okay. Interesting how that's how you know him, bud.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, in every day, there's a guy who's going to be espionage, he's a spy, he's in the army, he dresses like a lady, and the other thing Robert said is he looked pretty good.
I didn't say that at all, man. I didn't say that. You a lying, dirty little... Hey!
Watch it, will you? Take it easy, bud. Maybe you thought he looked hot.
Yeah, right. My girlfriend's black.
Yeah, too bad for her, man. Well...
All right, just take it easy, will you? So we're going to have on the line here Dave Oliva with us to talk a little bit about that. Coming up on Sunday, it is the Game of the Week. Check it out at philhendryshow.com, Phil TV, Game of the Week with this clown here, Bud Dickman, along with Steve Bozell doing the play-by-play. So we're excited about that. We have Halloween ahead, and we always plan something special on Halloween, maybe on Phil TV. Maybe we'll have some horror movies.
I thought you were doing the all-nighter.
Oh, that's right. We're doing the all-night... are we doing the all-night horror movies?
Yeah, you didn't say I can do it on Halloween or later.
Halloween or later? I don't know.
Yeah, on account of Halloween comes on a work night, and you don't get the day off on account of you're Catholic, but nobody else is.
What?
What does that mean?
You're Catholic.
Yeah, sorta.
Well, the next day, Catholics get it off. Well, I shouldn't have said it that way, but...
What way?
The next day Catholics get off.
No, you didn't. You said the next day. When I was a kid, we used to get the day after Halloween off because it was All Saints Day, because that's what Catholics do. But I don't think anybody else...
Isn't that a national holiday?
Why would it be a national holiday, man? All it is Halloween.
Yeah, but they have their four-day holiday for Thanksgiving.
They aren't going to have a four-day holiday for Halloween, man.
Why not?
Because it ain't... It's not the same thing as Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's a family thing, and everybody sits down, and you give thanks, and Abraham Lincoln thought it was bitching, and it's a very traditional thing.
So's Halloween.
Which, by the way, that Ossian Brown book, I got to recommend that, because everybody's been going ape over this thing. Have you seen that?
It is absolutely the creepiest thing you'll ever see in your life, you know?
Well, what about Halloween getting a four-day weekend?
Get out of here with that, bud. That ain't going to happen, okay? Halloween with a four-day weekend.
Yeah, well, I mean, Thanksgiving does, so he's got a point.
No, he hasn't got a point. Thanksgiving is a traditional festival of Thanksgiving and
that's like saying Christmas is a festival of Christmas.
But you want to be quiet because your thoughts are as just stilted as can be. I mean, there's nothing there, man. It's just like stale food in the refrigerator. Would you mind if I just say something here?
What?
I'm saying, this is the last comment on this. Thanksgiving is different from Halloween. There ain't no four-day weekend for Halloween. It's not a national holiday. They're not going to give banks off for it. Yeah, it's Halloween, so everybody take off early so you can get into your munchkin costume.
Well, I actually, it's not a bad idea.
It's a stupid idea. We got too many holidays in this country, you know that? I'm telling you right now.
What are you talking about?
I mean, we take too many days off. We're getting a little lazy around here. This is a country that needs to get back to work. We need to hit it, man. We need to get on a wartime footing around. That's what I think. If I was president, I'd put America on a wartime footing. Everybody, every swinging you-know-what works. You put them into the plants.
Oh, what are you all of a sudden, slave laborer?
No, I'm just saying. America's spending too much time... You know, playing with it, man. Sitting on the couch, playing with it, watching porn. We got to get back to work. We got to start to kick some ass. Anyway, so the all-night horror movie, yeah. So we're going to be doing that on Halloween, whatever, and Thanksgiving. What the hell was it I was going to talk about? I can't for the life of me remember. Well, it had something to do with something that happened today. Oh, yeah, no, Ossian Brown, yeah.
Well, oh, the book Haunted Air is fantastic.
You guys got to look at this book, Haunted Air.
That the one you saw, the black and white?
Yeah, those are black and white photos.
Yeah, well, that's not very interesting.
It's very interesting, Bud, because the photos... Listen to this, folks. You got to get a hold of a book called Ossian... It's called Haunted Air, and it's by Ossian Brown, who's a musician. He's a British musician. But he came in possession of these old photographs of people in Halloween costumes, and they cover a span of time from 1875 to 1955. Now, the combination of older black-and-white photography, along with the fact that there were no professional costume shops yet. The stores that you and I can go into now where they have, oh, they got a ghost costume, they got a witch costume, they got every kind of costume, every kind of wig, every kind of mask, every kind of little, you know, decoration that you could put on your door for Halloween, pumpkins, all this stuff. I mean, we live in a day and age where everything is just, it looks great, you know. Well, back in the day... people made their own Halloween costumes. I don't think we ever really think about this because it's really not worth thinking about unless you consider the fact that these homemade costumes, along with the black and white photography and the elapsing of time, you look at some of these pictures and, man, they're scary.
I saw some of them, and there's a lot of blackface, which I find very repugnant.
You know, that people like black, dressed up as black people?
Yeah. See, that's back when people wasn't politically correct.
You know what, Bud? Why don't we have a bunch of Halloween costumes with guys who've had their heads run through trees with plates in it, and that'll just be fantastic because we don't want to be politically correct. What is it with you? You got a black girlfriend.
Yeah, and I could ask her. She probably wouldn't mind.
Man, I don't know. You're a liar, man. You know that? You're a liar because I know that you would probably not want to like that. Man?
Never mind. So you look at these pictures and the materials that were used for Halloween costumes back in those days, they eroded and degraded much faster. A lot of sacks. They used a lot of pillowcases that they cut eye holes out of, and it has the effect of looking like a bunch of bank robbers or Klansmen. It's wrong, man, you know. There's one picture that I posted on the Facebook page, and I should put it up on our homepage. On the website, this guy is dressed as a cop, and he's in blackface. So he's dressed as a black cop. I don't know where he got this. I guess he made this thing himself out of rubber. It is just, it's just scary looking, is all I can say. Really creepy looking. All the clowns look like they're right out of hell. They look like hell clowns.
What was that woman, that little kid, man?
Yeah, that kid with a teapot for a nose.
What was the... Yes, I saw that one.
All right, that kid, I looked at that, is a little kid, and he's got a snout. I think he's an elephant. I think he's an elephant, and he put a snout on, and he had his mother or somebody make these two big feet, but he's in a crouched position. It's a black and white shot, and he looks like a freak out of the circus. I mean, it's just, it's... These photographs are... And obviously, the people that created these costumes had no intention to look as absolutely stark, frightening as they do. But it was, as I say, the use of these materials that began to fall apart over time, the fact that it was this black-and-white photography, the very non-professional, obviously the non-professional look at these costumes, because these were not professional costume designers. These are just people going out for Halloween. And, man, you got to look at this book. I'll post the picture that I was talking about on our homepage here in the next 10 minutes at philhenryshow.com, and then check out this Haunted Air.
Yeah, the book is called Haunted Air by Ossian Brown.
Is that guy England?
He's British, yeah. Ossian, a musician. Quite a work. A fantastic, if it's a coffee table book, which I don't think it is, but it's a great book to put on a coffee table for Halloween, because it's just the closest thing that I can think to it. If those of you out there listening may know the name Diane Arbus, she is a woman, a photographer of great originality and ingenuity, who unfortunately took her own life. But Diane Arbus specialized in taking pictures of people without makeup, just in the very, in the hot white glare of light, so that you really got the look of people and what they look like. And man, some of the pictures she came up with were just scary, is the best way to put it. All right, we come back here. We will have Dave Oliva on with us. We're going to talk a little bit about the U.S. hacking into foreign leaders' cell phones. We've got news here having to do with some other stuff, too, man. Eric Snowden, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And like I said, the next 10 minutes or so, I'll post that that picture from our Facebook page on our homepage, philhendryshow.com. Hey, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I just found a page here, Ossian Brown's Haunted Air Explores Vintage Halloween, and look at those pictures.
Good God, they look like mutants. They look as if they're from...
Look like they come from another planet.
Well, there's one picture here of two little kids in giant masks, and again, the people that created these Halloween costumes had no idea that they wanted them to be scary because, you know, it's... But they had no idea that they would be as... absolutely shockingly frightening as they are. This is a picture of two little kids with these giant heads, man. It's woo, real way out there. Halloween has become a cultural and commercial phenomenon over the years, with ever more elaborate costumes and decorations on display. In his book Haunted Air, artist and musician Ossian Brown explores the origins of Halloween through a collection of anonymous vintage photographs of the 19th and early 20th century. While the costumes are simpler and most likely homemade, these spooky embodiments of the Halloween spirit easily rival anything seen today in terms of just how scary they look, you know.
Well, again, no one had a costume shop to go to.
Yeah, you need one in those days. And people put together a costume, and you look like a freak from outer space or something.
Well, nobody trying to look like a freak from outer space.
What do you call that? Those kids are trying to look funny. Funny? They look like they come from the outer reaches of the solar system. And
hold on for a minute, okay? I mean, you guys are at cross purpose. I mean, you're both basically saying the same thing. You're saying that, those kids intended those big heads to look like it was a clownish thing, you know?
Yeah, but they intended. How come they look like they come from the outer reaches?
What is it with you and the outer reaches? All of a sudden, what is that?
Of the solar system.
So, in other words, they come from another planet.
Well, yeah, but I'm not even sure of that. It looked like they might have been floating around in a radioactive belt or something.
What? How the hell are they going to do that, man, with no air?
Will you knock it off? Are you nuts or something? I think it's enough to say they don't look like they come from Earth. Is that fine with you?
Well, it's not too descriptive.
Well, it's descriptive enough for me. The outer reaches of the solar system. So in any event, I mean, take a look at these pictures, though. They're real scary, they're really freaky, and we'll post some of these. Right now, I haven't had the time to get over to the website. Here's the one of that little kid. Just go to this thing, and it'll flip you out, man. All right, it's called Haunted Air. I recommend buying a book, and I don't usually recommend books because most people don't know what they are.
Hey.
Thank you. All right, I'm just kidding. Dave Oliva joining us here on our Newsmaker line. Dave is, as I said, a student of law enforcement at L.A. Canyon College, and we welcome him tonight to talk a little bit about the hacking into the phones of foreign leaders by the CIA. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Mr. Derry. Thank you for, putting me on your program tonight.
Well, we haven't talked to you in a long time. How's school?
School's going good. You know, I'm going to be taking... my junior year credits, and hopefully I'm going to try to graduate early, if possible.
And then what?
I'm hoping for L.A. Police Academy, in Elysian Park, but that is down the road a little bit.
You're going to be at LAPD?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, LAPD, for me, is like the most best police department that probably there ever has been. I think, everything that the LAPD has to offer, I think, is good. It's a good police department, and a lot, multi-ethnic, and a very interesting city to cruise in and to look around and everything, and it's very interesting.
All right, Dave, the best of luck with that. Now, I wanted to ask you here about the latest news on, this is phone hacking, man, and I got to tell you, it's an embarrassment to the U.S. diplomatic circles, an embarrassment, obviously, to the administration. Not that this kind of thing hasn't been happening for a long time, but the latest news here, just to get people up to speed, trust needs to be rebuilt. That was the quote from German Chancellor Angela Merkel, asserting early today, early Friday, as she had on Thursday, in the wake of reports that the U.S. National Security Agency had eavesdropped on her cell phone. This claim and others that she and other world leaders have been spied on had severely shaken relationships between Europe and the United States, the German leader said.
Well, you know, I don't know too much about, like, the politics of it, Mr. Henry. I'm just from the law enforcement point of view.
Yeah, just tell us about that. Tell us about the what it takes to do this kind of thing.
Well, first of all, you have to understand that in the United States, if you're going to wiretap anybody, you have to get a court order, and it has to be signed by the judge. It has to be witnessed, and, you know, everything like that. You know, you have to get everything legal. And when it comes to spying, like on this lady who is the head of Germany, you don't need to do that because she is foreign.
No, yes, we understand that, Dave. Obviously, there's no local law.
No, there's no local. I mean, you're not going to be held to the German law, and you're not going to be held to American law, and there's no real international law that says you can't, you know, do that. And maybe they should make that an international law, but then if they did do that, then the United States would be probably, you know, you would have to prosecute Obama for a war crime and put him in jail. You know, you got Obama in jail, and now you have the first American president that's put, like, in the world jail, and he's black president. And so now, look at that, you know, the 100% of the jail is black. I mean, I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Larry, what are you talking about, man?
I'm saying that if you put Obama in jail for wiretapping Angela Merkel, if you put him in world jail, okay?
What is world jail? What is world jail?
Well, okay, Mr. Henry, if you want to laugh about it.
No, but what is world jail? I've never heard of that either.
I'm saying, figuratively speaking, if Obama was caught and it was against the world law, like international law.
Okay.
And Obama was caught wiretapping Angela Merkel's phone or eavesdropping on her phone, then he would be, I guess, arrested by the world police or something, the Interpol, and they would put him in jail. And then that would be another black man in jail, only he'd be the president.
Well,
well, what, are you serious? They're going to put Obama in jail?
I don't know, but I mean, look, it's not even against world law right now.
Look, it's called international law, not world law, and I doubt seriously that Obama would be put in world jail. I mean, if America was found to be guilty by some new international legal standard, to be guilty of eavesdropping, espionage, hacking into phones, the country would be censored somehow. There might be some diplomatic repercussion. We might suffer I don't know, but they're not going to take the president and put him in jail.
That's a good thing, because, like I said, you know, if they've never done it before, what I'm trying to say, Mr. Dern, is simply this. We already have a high percentage of black men in jail. So if you take the president of America, who is black, and put him in the world, in like the world jail, I know they don't have no world jail, but if they did...
Yeah, I could have a world jail, man, and they...
Hold on, bud, hold on, okay?
Yeah, it's stupid.
No, it's, unfortunately, Mr. Bud, it's not stupid, okay?
My name isn't Mr. Bud.
Well, I mean, Bud, it's not stupid. And
well, they're not going to... No, it's not... It's not... I won't call it stupid. It's not going to happen. All right. So, in any event, forget about all of that stuff, man. Tell me about the actual CIA process or operation in hacking into a phone.
Well, you know, I don't know. First of all, you have to have a reason to hack into the telephone of anyone. And if you're the CIA or any other arm of American security, you know, they're going to hack into Angela Merkel's phone to find out if she's speaking to any other world leader behind our back, or cutting a deal with another world leader to, you know, get more money or more, like, I don't know, tungsten or what are some of the things that they, you know, that they that they ship, you know.
What about, what's tungsten?
Well, that's generally a product that countries import-export, you know, like tungsten. You know, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, do you think that would be something that we would eavesdrop on Germany to get more of?
To get more tungsten? I don't know.
What do we need tungsten for?
I don't know. I don't even know what it is.
Well, then what are you talking about it for? Okay, so we have to have a... tell you what, hold on. I got to take a break. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you, Dave. That's fantastic. We have Dave Oliver with us who's telling us about the... he's telling us right now... he's telling us right now about this, what's happening, and that is the hacking into the phones of world leaders. Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, being one of them. Why would we do that? What is the process? How do we get caught? World famous Phil Henry Show. Dave, don't have Dave hang up.
Dave, hang on the phone, okay? That's stupid.
And it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show here every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. Always a thrill and a half to be with you guys. With us is Dave Oliva from Monterey Park. Dave is a law enforcement student at L.A. Canyon College studying criminal justice and hopes to eventually wind up with the Los Angeles Police Department. We're talking about the idea, and not just the idea, but the practice of surveillance. And all of this arising from the stories in the last 2 days of U.S. government espionage and the hacking into the phones of foreign leaders, etc. Now, this is nothing new. I mean, the United States of America and other countries have been spying on each other for years. It just so happens that when it comes to telephones and telephonic communication, you know, it's a lot easier, right, Dave?
Well, I would assume that it is because of the nature of a cell phone. You know, in the old days they had like, you know, obviously a hardline, landline, that kind of thing. You know, now they have cell phones, and see, to me, I gotta say that Angela Merkel, the lady that is the head of the Germany, and anybody else, they're like sort of stupid if you think about it, because. Like, think about it, you know.
Wait, you say they're stupid?
Well, think about it, man. I mean, they have a cell phone, and they're the leader of a big country. Like, I can't hack into that? I mean, are you serious? You know?
Well, you're expecting that. So what are you saying, that there's no way to secure a cell phone?
No, I'm not saying there's no way to secure no cell phone, but look, people hack into cell phones all the time, you know, and people clone cell phones all the time, and now you have like the head of Germany or the head of any country that you would wish to have, okay? And now, you know, some dude hacks into it, and you're going to get but you're going to get mad about that?
Well, I mean, the guy's got a right to be PO'd about it.
So what are you saying? You're saying you cannot expect to have a secure communication?
No, I don't think you can. I mean, look. Let me ask you a question. Has Obama's cell phone been hacked into? Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, man, that may be because nobody's doing it, man. You thought about that?
Well, check it out, man. Are you telling me that they're not trying to hack into Obama's cell phone? Like, right now, like, forget about whether it's somebody that's a friend of ours, like the Chinese or the people like that?
Well, they ain't going to exactly say it. They're not going to say, hey, guess what, man? We hacked into Obama's cell phone.
Well... I mean, I don't know.
The Chinese aren't going to say anything, and neither are any state that is super security conscious. I mean, to the point of having gulags and people disappear, like China or Iran, they ain't exactly going to come out and say something. Although the Iranians are just, you know, juvenile enough to probably leak something. We're talking about friendly countries.
Well, I mean, the same thing. Like a friendly country, like if it's Germany, like let's say Angela Merkel, you know, if Angela Merkel was able to hack into Obama's phone, you know, and she's like listening to him one night, and okay, I mean, I shouldn't say, but you don't know. What if she heard him say, yeah, you know, maybe he's talking to a chick or something? Like,
Whoa, hold on for a minute, man.
She's not the one that's listening.
What?
Are you saying that Angela Merkel is the one that hacked into the phone?
Well,
she's not hacking into his phone and listening to what he's saying. First of all, the United States got outed on this, droxed, if you will.
Now, droxed is when I get out of troll.
Okay, well, the United States got out on this, I think, by the... Wasn't it the Snowden and those guys?
I don't know, you know, I mean, probably, you know, but...
Well, I mean, the point is, it wasn't the United States choosing to make this public, nor was it these foreign countries choosing to make it public. It was a third party that exposed the U.S.'s practice this way. So if Germany is hacking into phones and listening, if England is, if any country is, they're not going to make it public. The United States wasn't going to make that public.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's true, you know, that's true. But now, though, I think you can probably get, you know, you better bet. I mean, I think, you know, now they'd probably say, yeah, you know, because if she's listening to, or it could be anybody, if, like, whoever runs England, you know, like Cameron, you know, goes, okay, yeah, you know, let's go and listen to Obama, okay, and they're listening to him, he's all like I was going to say, if he's talking to some, yeah, you know, a woman, like, I don't know if you ever heard, Mr. Henry, Do you remember Marv Albert? Do you remember Marv Albert?
Yeah, I remember Marv Albert. He's still on. He's still on the on TV.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, he did. He got his job back, but he lost his job originally because he's talking to some, you know, escort service about wanting to bite the chick on her butt, you know?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So if Cameron's listening to Obama talking about, I mean, not that he's gonna, but... What if he had tape of Obama going, yeah, you know, come over to the White House or whatever?
Wait, hold on for a minute, will you?
Are you serious?
Hold on. Are you telling me Obama is not going to be on the phone? What are you telling me?
Just what I said, Mr. Henry. If Cameron goes down to the headquarters of the spy, like the secret British, you know how they had like the SAS?
No, you're talking about the MI6. You're telling me that Cameron's not going to go and pick up a phone and listen to Obama talking to an escort service, okay?
Why not?
Why not? It is a kind of an interesting concept.
It's not going to do that. First of all, Cameron ain't going to do it. And if anybody's listening, what do you mean Cameron?
If he's all done for the day.
He ain't going to go down to MI6 and go, hey, let's go listen to Obama.
Well, how do they do it?
I can guarantee you that the Prime Minister of England doesn't go over to MI6 and go, hey, got anything good with Obama tonight? Yeah, we're listening to him right now, ordering an escort. Oh, here, let me listen.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Henry, if you are familiar with the security apparatuses, or apparatus, I forget how they say it.
Well, if you forget about that, okay, man? There is no way. Now, look, if foreign intelligence got the President of the United States on tape ordering escorts or doing something compromising his marriage, or more importantly, not that it's not important, but frankly, the more important thing is if the President is ordering hookers, you don't want to be talking to them about national security things.
Well, that's just it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. See, I'm not talking necessarily about... I'm talking about if Obama got... You know, an escort.
Can we not talk about President Obama this day? We have absolutely no evidence that this sort of thing... This is exactly the kind of ridiculous conversation that people in the Tea Party wish we were having for real. So...
Well, look, I'm no Tea Party fan. You know, I'm just interested in the security of America, you know.
All right, let's get back to the planet Earth here, okay? So,
Well, you were asking me about how they do it, you know.
But yeah, we're asking about how they do it, but like they're gonna listen in on Obama ordering an escort or something.
Forget about Obama, man. Like, what about Merkel? What was she talking about?
Well, that I'd like to know. You know, all I know is they did hack into Merkel's phone. They hacked into, you know, the guy's phone they should have hacked into, or maybe they did. I don't know. Is Putin? Like, if they hacked into Putin, and they got him on the phone, like, I think it'd be, you know, it's very possible. Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar, Mr. Henry, but George Clooney, I think George Clooney is tight with Putin. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
I think I read something like that.
George Clooney?
Well, didn't Clooney stay at what they call in Russia a daka? A daka, that is...
What's that? Is the guy that you call up if you got a cold.
Oh, aren't you funny, Bud? The hoo-hoo-hoo, that's very funny.
That's funny, Bud.
What?
The DACA.
But talk about a house, man. That's called a DACA.
In any event.
Well, in any event, George Clooney, I think, has one in Russia and is very tight with Putin. I think.
Okay, well, I think that's something to take into consideration. I mean, I don't want to, again, I'm not trying to open up old wounds or trying to start any, you know, like, I'm not trying to start no, you know, crap or anything, but I'm over here. Hey, honey, what do you want? What do you want, man? I'm with my girlfriend right now. We're over at Lemla for the, they got a buffet, huh? We got scrambled eggs.
Okay, we've only got a few more minutes here, Dave.
Well, but anyway, what I was going to say is, I tell you, it would rip the lid right off of international diplomacy and the international scene if they had Putin on tape talking to Clooney, you know, talking gay. I mean...
Well, I doubt. Why do you think in these terms, Dave?
That's pretty stupid. Dave, you've been outlining some things here.
No, I'm not saying it would happen. I'm just saying, think if they did have Putin... You know,
you're saying that Putin's going to be talking gay to Clooney?
I'm saying, what if they did, man? I'm not saying that they will. I'm saying, what if they did?
Okay, what if they did? So what, man?
Well, oh, wow, man. So you don't think it'd be any big... If Clooney is gay with Putin, you don't think that's big?
That'd be big news. Okay, I'll give you that, Dave. That would be huge news, and it would be, you know, tittering and laughter... beyond that, I don't know.
Well, hold on for a minute, man, because Clooney would have to be debriefed then, you know?
Wait, they debrief him? What's that mean?
You're not talking about underwear.
No, man, I'm not talking about underwear. I'm talking about...
Underwear.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about...
You know, I've got to go to the bathroom. This is asinine, excuse me. And I want those cigars. I don't give a damn if I've got to tear this place and... Tear it inside out and throw it into the street. I want those white owls.
I'll find them for you.
All right, what are you saying?
I'm just saying, Mr. Henry, I'm not saying anything other than if Clooney was gay with Putin and Putin told him about, like, some security stuff.
Yeah, okay. Well, Dave, thank you very much.
Forget it, man.
No, you know, thank you very much. I appreciate your effort, but... Dave Oliver, folks. So there you go. We've got, that's a fantastic interview. Let's see, if Obama's ordering hookers or Clooney is gay with Putin, we've got the goods, man. They can tape record that, and it's fantastic. And don't forget, Cameron, the Prime Minister of England, he moseys over to MI6 after dinner and says, what do you guys got? And they all eavesdrop on Obama ordering escorts and have a big laugh.
Well, putting it that way, Phil, scares me.
Oh, get out of here. All right, we're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with more of this story, I'm sure, as weird as this stuff is. Also, more on that Eric Snowden stuff. I don't know which is which and who is who and what's what with all this. And then we'll be back with more on the Madeleine McCann story here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Head on over, get a backstage pass, and be a part of the fun, the frivolity, the weird, the wonderful, and the wild. philhenryshow.com. World famous Phil Henry Show. So that was a trip and a half.
What are you talking about?
Don't ask me what he's talking about. Every time he's on here, he was on that whole segment. You guys are all, you know, wow, you know, what's he talking about? He's talking about nothing. He's talking about weird stuff. He's talking about crap that, you know, most people probably think is true. Obama's ordering escorts.
Well, I mean, they're eavesdropping about what?
Well, I mean, the guy's got to, you know, he did make a good point. He did make a good point. What are you doing on a cell phone? You're the leader of a major country. Now, again, folks, this is not new. The thing that kills me about all this stuff, man, it was like when they were talking about Saddam Hussein and all of these backstairs deals that the U.S. had made with Hussein during the Iran-Iraq war and the pictures of Hussein with American officials in the 70s, you know, Saddam Hussein. Well, what they failed to mention are all those marvelous pictures of Hussein with European leaders. As a matter of fact, the French were all over that guy like white on rice. They loved him. And when they finally did find Scud rockets in violation, by the way, of the so-called, you know, ceasefire, as well as the international sanctions on Iraq, they were made in France. I mean, the French had violated the international sanctions, the United Nations sanctions, and were doing business with this guy. But all of that stuff is very conveniently lost in the mix because big bad America, you know.
Phil, you're always making excuses for this country. We should not be involved in listening. This is a woman, by the way.
Look, Margaret.
No, I'm going to finish this. Angela Merkel is a female, and we've got the CIA listening in luridly. God knows, getting their jollies.
What do you think they're listening for?
Well, I mean, it all stands to reason.
It doesn't stand to any. What do you think they're listening in for?
Well, you can well imagine these guys sitting there late at night in their little van, and they're listening to whatever she's getting up to.
Oh, you guys are killing me, man. Everything is about sex. Sex, 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 sex. Obama ordering escorts, Angela Merkel, whatever she's into, and the CIA is sitting there getting their jollies. Is that what they're doing?
Well, what else are they going to listen for, man?
Well, gee, I don't know. Maybe she's talking to another foreign leader someplace about some kind of an accord, some kind of an agreement, some kind of a military or diplomatic move that the United States wants to get the goods on. You know, the number one commodity in the world, you know what it is? What's the number one commodity in the world?
I don't know.
What? You talking about gold?
No, it's not gold. What's the number one commodity in the world?
Information.
Information. Information.
What? How's that valuable?
Are you're kidding, right? How's it valuable? People die for information. People get tortured for information. People wind up missing for wars start to get information. Information, we have never in the history of this world been more hungry for something than we are for information. Scraps, large sheafs of it. Big caches of it, little tiny envelopes of it, wherever we can find it, however we can find it. Information is the number one commodity. If anybody out there listening to me right now, you guys want to make money? If you really want to make some money online, for instance, you want to start a business, let's say, you want to start an online business, here's your business. Phil is going to give you a business right now to start. And you'll make a lot of money if you can do this. Start an online service that's an information-based. I'm not talking about a news site. I'm not talking about a news site like any other news site. I'm talking about something that takes Debka.com and Stratfor.com to a new level. Now, Debka and Stratfor are two intelligence sites. These are sites that are run by people that used to be in the intelligence service. They're run by people that have a far more sophisticated appreciation of information than the average clown at a city desk doing a newspaper job. Because they know exactly what to look for, and they know what's important. And they're also, they don't give a damn about what's interesting to the average guy. They couldn't care less, because that's not their audience. That's not who they are programming their site to. They're programming their site to diplomats, to military people, to people in the intelligence service. They have their sources. They have Debka, for instance, has got former Mossad people working for them. They've got people who've been in intelligence work in a lot of different branches of intelligence. Stratfor, the same thing. And both of those sites, I love Stratfor. I subscribe to both of them.
Well, what have you found out?
I can't say.
What? Come on, tell us.
There's a lot of stuff. I'm kidding. I don't know, man. I don't subscribe to them. I follow them on Twitter. I shouldn't say subscribe.
Well, man, that's a whole different thing. Subscribe on Twitter, you know.
It's called Twitter, by the way. Can we get that straight?
I call it Twitter.
Yeah, well.
You guys with this Twitter, man, you're driving me nuts.
That was Ms. Dooley calling.
Well, Ms. Dooley doesn't know what she's doing, okay? Anyway, and if you can find a way to mine the intelligence, you know, the mother load of intelligence out there, find a nice thick vein of that stuff and mine that in a very judicious, in a conservative, but nonetheless constantly flowing manner, man, you're going to have people who will love you till the cows come home, Jack.
What does that mean, on the cow come home?
No, it's love you till the cows. Do we have to explain?
Never mind, bud. Everything's got to be explained to you till the cows come home.
Yeah, you should explain it.
I don't mind explaining important stuff. I don't want to explain to you what cows come home. you know.
What's that about?
It's just an expression, man. Love you till the cows come home.
What?
It's like, I guess the cows went away or something.
Well, it was back during a time when the cows left.
Yeah, but then they eventually came back?
And they eventually came back.
And you love someone till they come back?
Well, no, it's, I guess it took them a while to, I don't know.
The cows went away for a few days.
They're going on like vacation?
Not vacation, no, but I guess they left.
Yeah, they left for a long time, and then they came back.
Why?
Maybe they got homesick. I got no idea, man. It's just a saying, and I don't know why they say what they say, but they do. So there's your idea.
Man, I would do that, Mr. Enright. Start out on an information site, and that'd be great, man. I'd love to do that. How do you make money?
A lot of ways. You can make it a subscription service. That's a subscription service. Now, Debka is, Stratfor is, they charge money. And they charge a hefty piece of change to subscribe to their site. And like I said, they don't care. They're not interested in anybody subscribing. They don't program their site. They don't orient their site toward average news consumers. That's not what it's about. Their stuff is strictly for people that work, for instance, internationally, people that are really involved in the political situation internationally, people that need to keep their eye on these things. And that could be a lot of different kinds of people, from people that do international business to, you know, gosh knows what. But, you know, hacking a cell phone is another way of getting information. Now, the question, and it's a great one, why, if I'm a world leader, am I walking around with a cell phone?
Well, you want to make phone calls, Phil.
You know, you're the leader of you're going to have to just use a secure phone in the limousine or a landline back there at the German presidential palace or whatever the hell they got. You know what I'm saying? What is all this jazz about? She's walking around with a cell phone. These cats with the cell phones, they're killing me. And talking about America hacking into, why wouldn't we hack into them? Folks, it's called intelligence gathering.
They are friends of ours, Phil.
Oh, give me a break. Is Angela Merkel going to stand there with a straight face and say that the Germans aren't doing the same thing? Is that what she's doing? Obama ought to get out tomorrow and get ahead of this. Just say, you know something, we were willing to keep our mouths shut, but the Prime Minister of Germany is actually standing there with a straight face and she's trying to tell me that they ain't doing this. Well, I got news for you, Angela. Why is it that the escort that I ordered the other night turned... I'm joking. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Coming up next, we got Don Berman. More on the Madeleine McCann case. I call you up.